Welcome to the Amaya Mayette Show, where she's going to tell you all the shit they don't tell you about leadership.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Leadership, the Shit That They Don't Tell You. My name is Amaya Mayette, and I am your host for this podcast. This is what I will lovingly refer to as a prologue. It's just really a couple of minutes of why am I so passionate? Why am I making this podcast? There is a book in the works. There's programs in the works for all of you who are interested. We've got some things going on. But look, here's the deal. And what I'm going to say is probably not going to be a surprise to anyone. But we are in a crisis. We are in a crisis of leadership conscience, and we've been there for a while. This is not a current thing. This is not even a political thing. Let's just take politics out for a second. Let's just look at corporate. Let's look at businesses. Let's look at people in leadership roles in publicly traded and privately owned companies as well. Look, here's the deal. As of February 2025, employee engagement has just tied an all-time low. Trust in leadership has dropped 7 additional points, and burnout is affecting 4 out of 10 workers, especially middle managers, right? Middle managers have it rough. I have to give them a crumb because they're getting it from the top and the bottom. They're sandwiched in bad, right? So if you're a middle manager, you got extra stuff to deal with. But here's the thing. Why I'm so passionate. I had the good fortune, if you will, to be trained and developed in my leadership journey very early, very young, working for a company that I have not ever seen another company do it as well as they did. And that company was Xerox. I'll talk about them all day long. And this was back in the 80s and 90s. And the ability to actually have people come into work a job, do their job in the environment that is set up to enable them to do a good job, have them enjoy the work. It doesn't mean they have good days every day. It doesn't mean that they don't have rough patches. It doesn't even mean they enjoy everything. But overall, enjoy the company they work for, enjoy the manager that they work for, their peers, and enjoy the work without going home feeling like your soul has been pulled out of your nostrils. Now, many of you believe that that's just how it is, right? You are selling your soul. You are dealing with misery. You're popping pills. You're taking drinks. You know, you're overweight. You're unhealthy. You're not taking care of yourself because you go to work every day and your life force is being impacted in a negative way. We are in a crisis of leadership conscience, and it's time for everybody to get off their ass and start taking responsibility. If you are a people leader, a project, a program, a company leader, you are in a leadership role, I am talking to you. If you are someone who wants to get into a leadership role, who wants to manage people, you're at the start of your career, I am talking to you. No longer can you sit around and use the excuse of, well, that's how my manager does it. That's what the company does, and have it be okay that you do it. Yes, I am calling you out. I don't even know what I'm doing right now. I am so serious about this, you guys. We do not have to live this way. You can make your money and you can make a difference for people at the same time. They are not an either or, it is an and. And I'm telling you, we are past time. We are in a leadership crisis. What are you gonna do about it in your life?
Join us for the next episode of Leadership, the Shit They Don't Tell You.